with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. It's the NFL Wild Card Weekend, and it'll continue tonight as the Vikings play the Rams in Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium, the location, the home of the Arizona Cardinals, that shift in venue due to the wildfires around L.A. The games played yesterday. Late game was the Commanders defeating the Buccaneers 23-20. The strength of a last-second 37-yard field goal as time expired. Washington moves on in the playoffs. Eagles defeated the Packers yesterday 22-10, and the Bills were winners over the Broncos 31-7. Saturday's play saw the Ravens and the Texans moving along, so those teams you'll expect to see in next weekend's divisional playoff games. NHL last night, Red Wings over the Kraken 6-2, Senators beat the Stars 3-2, the Lightning over the Penguins 5-2, in overtime the Ducks beat the Hurricanes 3-2, the Golden Knights over the Wild 4-1. This is SRN Sports. In NBA play, there were some close games, including the Jazz defeating the Nets by 1 point in overtime, 112-111. Suns over the Hornets, 120-113. Knicks beat the Bucks handily, 140-106. It was the Nuggets over the Mavericks, 112-101. The Kings beat the Bulls, 124-119. And the Celtics by 1 point beat the Pelicans, 120-119. It was the Pacers over the Cavaliers, 108-93. Magic beat the 76ers, 104-99. And it was the Thunder mauling the Wizards, 136-95. Four games in NCAA men's play involving ranked teams: Oregon over Penn State, Michigan beat Northwestern, Purdue downed Nebraska, and Michigan a winner over Washington. And in NFL coaching news, the New England Patriots have hired a former player, Mike Vrabel, as their head coach. He was part of the early success under Bill Belichick, and Vrabel also had success coaching in Tennessee. This is SRN Sports.